The SEC already has some regulatory requirements on derivatives. It came out about a year ago. Certainly not as encompassing as FAS 133, but in the same direction, forcing people to report the derivatives holdings or the volatility that they think could be created by market-to-market the derivatives, some sort of value at risk estimate. Has the analyst community done anything in the way of interpreting this information? Or, I mean, is this something that is just now a footnote that's forgotten?
Kate?
I would say it's frightening. The degree of disclosure is wonderful. The use of it leaves something to be desired, in all honesty. I mean, I think that there is a lot of information out there. Perfect example to me is the ALCO requirements, which have changed. And now companies have said things like they'll have 4% of net income at risk with the 200 basis point move sloping curve in 12 months. And they get good information, but no two companies are alike. And I don't see us really out there saying who's at risk because of this.
The panel consists of equity analysts. I'm a fixed income.
Really